Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. It's my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. We have a mobile site too, by the way. If you go to our site from your smartphone, it clicks over right into the mobile site. So check it out, and I think you'll like it. And we're having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie. David's our intellectual property attorney in the Brain Trust, partner with Gallagher & Dossie, a law firm intellectual property law firm out of Columbus, Ohio. And David's been with us now for a long time, over 8 years. David, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about patents versus copyrights. When should you do one or the other? In the previous segment, you talked to us about what a copyright is, what it's, what it isn't, when it's stronger, how to do it, how to make it so that it's the strongest possible, and some of the legal recourse we have when we have copyrights, the different kinds of copyrights. I remember somebody said, and I guess this is a little bit of an upscale common law copyright, that if you write something, if you want to protect, put it in an envelope, seal it, mail it to yourself, that puts a date stamp on it, and don't open it until you need to use it to protect yourself. Is that any better than just a regular common law copyright, David?
I would say no.
Okay.
The courts generally feel that if you're smart enough to create a creative work worth protecting and having value, then you're smart enough to be able to mail yourself envelopes, steam them open, put something back in it, and reseal it.
Oh,
so that
okay.
That is an old wives' tale.
Okay, I just wanted to get that off the table there. All right. So the other option besides copywriting is to patent something, but a creative work is really not patentable, is it?
Right. Patents are directed to inventions. So There are several types of patents. There are utility patents, design patents, plant patents. But most people think of utility patents.
Say those again a little slower.
Okay, there are utility patents, there are design patents, and plant patents.
Plant?
Plant, right.
P-L-A-N-T.
Correct.
Okay.
Like plants that grow in your garden?
I got you. Oh, I see, like roses, like the roses I bought this year.
Correct.
I got you. Okay, go ahead.
So utility patents are directed to new and useful processes or machines or improvements thereon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, design patents are directed to the ornamental design of an actual article. So the ornamental design may be a table, a decorative table that doesn't function any differently than a table that was built 300 years ago in a log cabin, but it has a specific ornamental design.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a design patent versus a utility patent. Really, people generally think of it's an invention and you're protecting the useful aspects of it, how it functions, etc.
Right.
So the only one of the few places where copyright and patent tend to overlap is once you start getting in more into software and business methods, and then how do you protect a program. That program may have required you to hire programmers to put thousands and thousands of hours in. Do you want to protect the program as implemented by the
particular programmer? So these are this program is essentially images that when electrified, when digitized, function.
Correct.
And that's something that we wouldn't have had 100 years ago, right?
Right.
This wouldn't have been an issue 75 years ago or 50, maybe even 50 years ago.
So it's like you think of it like a book. You've got code written by a programmer that's mm-hmm. akin to the words in a book, but then if that book, all of a sudden, when you press the button on the cover, actually
right.
unfolded and created an umbrella, think of that
right.
as like the code of a software program that
right.
actually performs Mm-hmm. So you
I was just thinking. I was just thinking. What about a player piano role? Would that be similar to that?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, so they had those under. I'm just trying to think of an old example. A player piano role. It's actually, you know, cut by. But anyway, that, I don't want to go far afield. I was just thinking about an old way that could have happened. So go ahead.
Yes, I'm sure that the automatic piano and right. the role concept was patented.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the individual roles themselves and
were
how they
copyrighted.
Produced music were copyrighted.
But could they have been patented? Anyway, I have that kind of mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead, David. Talk to
no
us
problem.
Some more. So the crossover is software, basically, these days.
Generally, yes.
So if you have, so the decision then is if you're writing a code, how do you decide whether to copyright, whether to patent?
Well, a lot of it is a business decision in terms of what is the useful life of this. Mm-hmm. If it is a just a software program that carries out an ordinary task that's not new and innovative, you know, a way of accounting software, let's say, that would probably just be protected by software by
right.
copyright versus like the one-click business system where you can
right.
click once on Amazon and order your product.
Right.
You know, that was innovative 15 years ago,
right.
and that was more of a process that would be protected by patent.
Mm-hmm. And a copyright? What would be an example of one protected by copyright?
Well, copyright would be more your traditional software that's not necessarily unique, but like accounting software.
I got
it
you.
Carries out functions that have been carried out for hundreds of years by pen and pencil,
mm-hmm.
But it's doing it electronically.
I see.
So,
hold on to that thought, David.
Okay.
Invention-protection.com, right? That's your website?
Yes, thank you.
Invention-protection.com. David Dossie. Back. Stay with-
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.